当我们寻求你的时候，你就让我们寻见。
When we seek you, you being sought.
当我们去向你恳求的时候，你就应允我们的祈求。
When we cry out to you, you satisfy our promises.
愿主你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May your will be done on earth as in heaven.
愿主保守我们今天的敬拜。
Please bless our worship and service.
愿我们所传讲的都合你的心意。
Whatever we preach here is pleasing to you.
也愿主你亲自掌握我们的心。
May you control our hearts.
愿我们单单的归向你。
Have us focus on you solely.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
那么若干年前有一个年轻的工程师。
Many years ago, there's a very young software engineer. Engineer.
他就住在洛杉矶哈。
And he lives in Los Angeles.
那么有一次呢，他们这个教会呢，当时是很小的一个教会。
He belongs to a very small church.
那么说，听说有一个，这个牧师从这边路过哈。
And he heard there was a pastor passing through.
那这个牧师的名字呢，就是林道亮牧师。
And the pastor's name is Dr. Timothy Lin.
那他当时就准备呢，从这个洛杉矶经过呢，要到印度尼西亚的神学院去教书。
He was about to pass in through Los Angeles to go to Indonesia to teach there.
不过当时因为呢，印尼突然间发生了国内的骚乱。
However, there are riots in Indonesia.
他没有办法前行，就停在了洛杉矶这个地方。
He couldn't go, so he stayed in Los Angeles.
所以就是这样一个本来不是他的计划，他只是想和我暂短的停留。
It was supposed to be a short stay.
结果就在这里停留了相当长的一段时间。
However, he ended up staying for a long time.
那么这位年轻的工程师，就是当时那个教会一批的年轻人就说，哇，这个牧师他真的会讲圣经哎。
The young engineer, along with a bunch of other young people, said, oh, the pastor is so good about Bible.
因为林道亮牧师是这个旧约圣经的一个权威。
Because Dr. Lin is an authority in teaching Old Testament.
那么他们以后就把这个牧师请到他们的教会去做牧师。
So they invited the pastor to their church to be their permanent pastor.
所以一群的年轻人就跟随这个牧师一起在教会里面来服侍。
So a bunch of young kids follow the pastor to serve.
所以事情的变化就是这样子哦。
Sometimes things change.
那么一个偶然的机会，他遇到了这个牧师，就改变了他的人生哈。
Such a random act really changed people's lives.
后来这个教会不断的发展。
And the church developed further.
这个年轻的工程师自己也做了执事哈。
And the young engineer became a deacon.
那么也在教会里服侍。
And served in the church.
后来教神祝福这个教会，这个教会快速的增长。
And the God blessed church and increased in numbers.
他们每隔一两年就植一个堂，在这个附近就植一个新的教会。
Every couple years, they have a new church being built.
那么当他们决定在城县 Orange County 建立新的教会的时候
，When they decided to build a new church in Orange County,
他们就决定派这个年轻的工程师去那边。
They decided to send the young engineer over.
他奉献自己做了牧师。
And he dedicated himself to be a pastor.
事情就是这样的，一下子就好像就成就了。
And then everything seems to be done.
他在城县的教会迅速的发展，
And the church,
很快就是几百个人的一个教会。
The church in Orange County quickly increased to several hundred people.
所以这个年轻工程师的名字就是叫 Murphy Lam 哈。
His name is Murphy Lam.
那就是我以前在的教会的。
And he was the pastor in the church I used to be.
那他现在当然已经也去世了。
He has passed away, obviously.
不过我跟他常常坐一起回想他，他就跟我讲到说，如果他没有遇到林道亮牧师的话，他的人生是不一样。
I always remember what he said to me. He said, "If I have never met Dr. Lin, my life would be totally different."
人生常常是这样子哈。
That happens to our lives as well.
有机遇。
And we have opportunities.
如果有些机遇，我们有人提携的话，哈。
Sometimes when we have the opportunity and we have a great mentor,
那么人生的轨迹就完全的改变。
Our life trajectory will be totally changed.
所以我们常常说，我们有些遇到这样的人，我们常常说是人生中的贵人。
And we met people like that. We call them our mentor,
那作为
our benefactor.
作为基督徒，我们知道说这些都是上帝的预备。
As Christians, we know that's a sign of our God's provision.
那么有谁不希望我们当中有更多的这样的贵人呢？
Who wouldn't want people like that around us?
今天我们来看耶稣所问的问题这个系列。
We continue the series of the questions asked by Jesus.
那么这个是第六讲。
This is the sixth lecture.
讲的故事是彼得认耶稣的为基督的故事。
This is the story about Peter confessing Jesus as the Christ.
门徒因为遇到了耶稣。
When the disciples met Jesus,
他们的人生就完全的改变了。
Their lives have been changed completely.
耶稣问他们的问题说，你们说我是谁？
Jesus asked him, who do you think I am?
这个问题是所有问题中最重要的一个。
This is one of the most important questions.
不但引发当时门徒的深刻思考。
Not only provoked thinking of the disciples at the time.
更是对所有的基督徒发生的挑战。
But it's also a challenge to all the Christians.
不论是你刚刚信主的，
Whether you just came to faith,
还是你信主多年的，
or you've been Christian for a while,
这个问题都是属于灵魂拷问的问题。
It's a question that provokes the soul of our inside of us.
所以我们选择的经文就在马太福音的第十六章十三节到二十节。
Today's scripture is in Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 20.
如果你有圣经的话，请你打开圣经马太福音第十六章。
If you have the Bible, please open to that section.
我来读中文， Melissa 来读英文。
Pastor Jen will read in Chinese, I'll read in English.
马太福音第十六章十三节，耶稣到了该撒利亚菲利比的境内，就问门徒说，人说我，人子是谁？
When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say the Son of Man is?
他们说，有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米，或是先知里的一位。
They replied, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets.
耶稣说，你们说我是谁？
What about you? He asked. Who do you say I am?
西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Simon Peter answered, You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God.
耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。
Jesus replied, Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑，凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven.And whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
当下耶稣嘱咐门徒不可对人说他是基督。
Then he ordered his disciples to not tell anyone that he was the Messiah.
所以在这个马太福音书里面，彼得认耶稣是把整个故事推向了高潮。
In the Gospel of Matthew, Peter's recognition of Christ takes the story to its climax.
经文呢，大概可以分为三段。
The passage can be divided into three sections.
十三节到十四节是耶稣首次发问。
Verses 13 to 14 is Jesus' first question.
那么门徒答复。
And the disciples answered.
十五到十六节是耶稣再次发问。
Verses 15 and 16, Jesus asked it again.
彼得回答。
And Peter responded.
那么十七节到二十节是耶稣来阐述弥赛亚的计划。
And in verse 17 to 20, Jesus elaborated on the Messiah's plan.
这里耶稣问了是两个问题。
Jesus actually had two questions.
第一个问题是引子。
The first question is an introduction.
为第二个问题来做铺垫。
So it lays the foundation for the second one.
第二问题，你们说我是谁？
The second question, who do you say I am?
这个是我们今天要思考的问题。
This is a question we need to ponder today.
核心经文就在十六节。
The pivotal verse is in verse 16.
因为彼得宣告说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Where Peter declares, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God.
我们先来看这整个故事的背景啊。
Let's look at the background of the story.
耶稣带领门徒来到了该撒利亚腓利比。
Jesus led his disciples to Caesarea Philippi.
那么这个地方是在哪里呢？
Where is this place?
这个地方大概离加利利湖要往北走大概25英里的地方。
It's about 25 miles north of the Lake of Galilee.
那么这个是位于黑门山的脚下。
It's at the foot of Mount Hermon.
那么在整个这个地区的黑门山就是最高的一座山。
It's the highest mountain in the area.
其实其他的这个加利地区还有一些山丘哈。
There are many other mountains around the Galilee area.
其实就跟我们 slow 差不多哈。
Just like slow.
我们有很多的 hill, but not mountain.
我们有很多山，但是不是大山。
这里面呢，大部分都是外邦人居住的地方。
And this place was inhabited by a lot of Gentiles.
很多的偶像。
A lot of idols.
你会想，为什么耶稣带门徒来这个地方呢？
You may be asking yourself, why would Jesus bring his disciples to this place?
因为在加利利，耶稣太受欢迎了。
Because he was so welcomed in Galilee.
那些民众到处在跟随着他。
Everybody crowded them.
因为他可以治病。
He can heal.
可以赶鬼。
He can drive the demons.
可以行神迹。
And he can do wonderful things.
所以耶稣要找一个安静的地方。
So he needs a place that's quiet.
那么他可以对门徒做一些教导。
So he can teach his disciples.
这里面就是他来披露他基督身份的一个时刻。
This is the moment that he will reveal his identity.
在福音书里这也是一个分水岭。
It's almost like a watershed moment here.
那么从这个之后耶稣就开始走上了一个义无反顾的前往耶路撒冷的道路。
As you know, from here, Jesus decisively went on his road towards Jerusalem.
最后他在十字架上成全了救赎。
Where he ultimately fulfilled his redemption on the cross.
所以我们先来看耶稣问的第一个问题。
Let's look at his first question.
别人说我是谁？
Who do the other people say I am?
所以于是门徒就开始想说，哦，大概别人怎么说你呢？
And the disciples started thinking about the responses they heard.
有人说是他是施洗约翰又重新复活了。
Some people say he was John the Baptist that was risen from death.
有人又说他是先知以利亚。
Some people say he is the Elijah.
因为犹太人知道，在这个弥赛亚要来临之前，先知以利亚要先来的。
Because Jews know before Messiah arrives, the Elijah will come first.
所以这里又有提到耶利米的名字。
Jeremiah was mentioned as well.
那么还有其他的先知。
And other prophets.
那么其实所有这些都是先知的身份的。
And these are all prophets.
他们是知道了一些有关耶稣的事情。
And they know something about Jesus.
但是他们并不是完全的知道。
But they don't know everything.
不过现今这个时代很多人还是停留在这个认识的层面上。
Even nowadays, people are still staying on the surface of the understanding.
因为我们知道现在犹太人包括伊斯兰教的人他们都认为耶稣是先知。
We know Jews and other Muslims all know Jesus is Messiah.
他们是伟大的先知。
And he's a great Messiah.
但是他们就停留在没有办法认识到耶稣就是这个基督的概念。
But they don't understand that Messiah is Jesus.
很多慕道友也是停留在这个地方哈。
And many people who are seeking Christ is also stopping at this point.
因为看到是个世界的变化这个世界宇宙的规律就是哦这个确实应该是有神存在的。
When we see the universe created by God, people proclaim, yeah, there is a God.
但是你问他说相信不相信耶稣就是弥赛亚。
But if you ask them, do you believe Jesus is the Christ?
很多人就卡在这里。
Many people stuck there.
那么耶稣的第二个问题才是真正要求门徒来思考。
The second question is actually what Jesus is asking.
你们说我是谁？
Who do you say I am?
彼得呢，是这个快人快语。
Peter is quick in his mind and in his speech.
所以他代表十二个门徒来回答。
And he responded representing the 12 disciples.
你是基督，你是永生神的儿子。
You are Messiah, the Son of the living God.
这个基督呢，是希腊文的说法，意思就是救世主。
Messiah in Greek means savior.
那么在希伯来文里呢，这个基督的意思就是弥赛亚。
And in Hebrew, it is Messiah.
所以这样的话，犹太人对弥赛亚是很熟悉的。
The Jews are very familiar with Messiah.
因为旧约圣经里面已经多次的预言了弥赛亚就要来临了。
Because it was revealed many times in the Old Testament that Messiah is coming.
而且犹太人他们在等待了几百年。
And they have been waiting for centuries.
等待这个弥赛亚的降临。
And waiting for the coming of Messiah.
而且弥赛亚具备神性，对他们来说也不是一个什么奥秘。
And they understand the Messiah's divinity, that's not a mystery.
所以彼得的回答是百分之百的正确。
Peter's answer was absolutely correct.
那么耶稣予以肯定。
And affirmed by Jesus.
那么十七节，耶稣就肯定说你是有福的。
And in verse 17, Jesus said, you are blessed.
这里耶稣说西门巴约拿啊。
Says Peter, Simon Peter, of Jonah.
这个意思就是说约拿的儿子西门哈。
And that's the Jonah's son, Simon.
所以我们看到说，只有得到神启示的人才可以有这样的宣告。
And we only know those who are given the revelation by God will have this proclamation.
所以我们怎么知道耶稣是神的儿子？
How do we know Jesus is the son of the living God?
若不是神的灵在我们心里面动工，我们没有办法可以做出这样的承认。
If it's not the Holy Spirit in our heart, we wouldn't be able to admit that.
没错，这样的人是有福的。
And in no doubt, this kind of people are blessed.
不但是彼得是有福的。
Not only Peter is blessed.
那么我想当初的十二个门徒都是有福的。
The 12 disciples are all blessed.
那么今天我们所有承认耶稣是基督的人也是有福的。
Everyone who proclaims Jesus is the Christ is blessed.
那大家知道我们最近在查考启示录啊。
We know we are studying the book of Revelation.
那么主日学这个查考启示录，我们知道这启示录里讲到有福的讲了七次是有福的。
We know in that book, blessed are mentioned 7 times.
那从各种不同的角度说，你成为一个基督徒是多么蒙福的人。
It talks about different angles, how blessed you are being a Christian.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要常常数算神给我们的祝福。
So we need to count our blessings.
不是数算我们的亏欠。
Not count our hardships.
那我们这样就会有很多的喜乐跟平安了。
Therefore, we have lots of joy and peace.
所以你每天睡觉都会笑出声来。
And when you sleep, you will have laughter.
睡觉就不会大喊大叫了。
And you will be crying and yelling.
因为神的祝福实在是很多。
And God's blessing is abundant.
我有一次跟一个神学院的教授一起坐下来吃午饭。
One day I was sitting down with lunch with a theology professor.
那么很让我吃惊的，突然间坐下来，他跟我讲了很多他不开心的事情哈。
I was very surprised that when we sat down, he started talking about the things that made him unhappy.
因为我觉得挺好啊，你在这个神学院这么好的神学院做教授，是神的祝福，应该很开心的事情。
I was thinking such a blessing to teach as a seminary school.
但是他很多帮，因为他以前住在这个西雅图那边哈。
He used to live in Seattle.
所以他后来去奉献之后，他就把他的房子卖掉。
And he sold his house after he dedicated himself.
那他这个去读这个博士的学位啊。
And went to for his PhD.
那么读完博士的学位呢，他就后来在这个神学院工作哈。
After that, he started teaching.
但是这个神学院呢是在德州哈。
the location is in Texas.
这个呢，就是在这个中间的地方哈，也不靠海边的。
In the middle of nowhere, not close to the ocean.
所以呢，对于喜欢靠海边的人来说，就比较痛苦哈。
For someone like oceans, it was quite painful.
他说，我真的很想搬回到西海岸去哈。
He said, I really want to move back to Seattle.
不过呢，这是搬不回去了，因为这个。他再也买不起，那个房价就涨上去了，他就买不起了。
But he can't really because the housing market just skyrocketed.
所以在这个地方要去到海边呢，大概你要开车六个小时才能到这个海边哈。
It took him 6 hours to drive to the ocean.
所以呢，他就是非常的这个啊，非常的有些不开心这样。
He was not very happy.
其实人生的时候，我们真的应该看到神给了我们。多少的祝福、啊、
In our lives, we really need to focus on the blessings that God gave us.
我们不能是仅仅的看到悲苦、啊、
We cannot just look at our hardships.
而没有看到这后面背后所隐藏的祝福。
And all the disguised blessings behind them.
所以我们要体会到我们承认基督所带给我们的能力跟好处。
We need to experience the power behind Jesus Christ.
我们看到耶稣没有停留在夸奖彼得上。
And Jesus didn't stop at praising Peter.
而是深入浅出地勾画出弥赛亚治理天下的一个方案。
But outlined in simple terms his plan for the Messiah to rule over the world.
就是建立教会。
Which is to establish the church.
说耶稣要将教会建立在这磐石上。
Jesus intend to build the church on a rock.
但是这个磐石到底指的是谁呢
？So what does a rock represent?
这个释经学家的说法就是末终一世。
Biblical scholars have varying interpretations.
那么天主教认为这是指彼得。
The Catholic Church believe it refers to Peter.
那么历代的教皇呢，都是从彼得那里继承了那么耶稣给的权柄。
And successive popes inherited authority from Peter.
那么宗教改革者像马丁路德呢这些人就否认说这个不是
Religious reformers like Martin Luther denies this
那么认为这个磐石指的是基督
Asserting that the rock is Christ
那么其实从上下文的梳理我们可以自然的可以看出这个磐石应该是指着彼得说的
From the context, the conclusion can naturally be drawn that this refers to Peter
那么彼得的这个字的名字他的在希腊文里的意思是叫磐石
The meaning of Peter in Greek is rock
所以耶稣这里使的是文字游戏
So Jesus actually did a word play
彼得说你是基督
Peter says you are Messiah
所以耶稣回他一句你是彼得
Jesus said you are rock
就没有说你是西门
And he didn't say you are Simon
因为下面的磐石跟这个彼得是一个相近的字、啊、
Because rock and Peter resonate with one another.
所以呢，彼得确实在初期教会当中呢，建立的起了非常关键的作用。
Peter indeed played a very crucial role in the early stages of church.
我们知道在使徒行传里面，他的地位是非常重要的。
We know he had a leadership role in the Acts.
说是使徒行传，实际上整个一卷书就讲了两个使徒。
The whole book is about actually two disciples.
那么前面九章是讲的是彼得。
The first nine chapters about Peter.
那么后面讲的是保罗。
And the later ones are about Paul.
而且我们知道福音书的第一部马可福音的材料基本是源于彼得的口述。
And we know the first book, the Gospel of Mark, is from Peter.
所以彼得在初期教会当中的影响力。是非常显著的。
He had a great influence in the early stages of establishing church.
但是如果把这节经文认为说这个就是教皇权力的这个由来的话，我觉得这个是有点啊过分解读之嫌哈。
If we think this passage is supporting papal authority, I think it's an overinterpretation.
那么从第十七节到十九节这边就是耶稣的一大段的。这段的解释
From verse 17 to 19, there's a big explanation given by Jesus.
所以这个字一个关键的字叫权柄
And the key word is keys.
这个权柄不但是赐给了彼得，也赐给了十二个门徒。
And the key not only gave to Peter, but also to the other disciples.
也赐给我们所有这样承认耶稣的人。
And to all who confess Jesus.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们也没有觉得我们很有能力。
Do you feel like you have power?
所以这个是我们需要注意的哈。
This is what we need to pay attention to.
我们特别注意本段经文有三个对比。
And there are three contrasts.
第一个对比叫属血肉的指示。
The first one is flesh and blood revelation.
那么对应的是在天上父的指示。
Versus Heavenly Father's revelation.
第二个是阴间权柄，对应天国的钥匙。
The second one is authority of Hades versus keys to the kingdom of heaven.
第三个在天上捆绑的，对应在地上捆绑，对应在天上的捆绑。
The third one is binding on earth versus binding in heaven.
所以我们看到说，由此可见，承认基督不但只是一个口头的宣告而已。
It's evident that confessing Christ is not a verbal proclamation.
乃是颠覆人生。
But a life-changing act.
所以这段经文里有两个问题。
There are two questions here.
一个问题说人们说了什么。
The first question is what did the people say?
第二个问题是说门徒说了什么。
The second one, what did the disciples say?
前者是人们对耶稣是谁各种各样的猜测。
The former is a various speculation about Jesus' identity from people.
后面则是惊人的启示。
While the latter is a remarkable revelation.
但是留给我们最后一个问题。
But the final question is left for us.
我们说耶稣是谁。
Who do we say Jesus is?
我们如何来回答这个历史上最重要的问题？
How do we answer this most important question?
那么只有两种可能。
There are two possibilities.
一种可能就是我们有正确的答案。
The first one is we have the correct answer.
耶稣是基督。
Jesus is Messiah.
是永生神的儿子。
The Son of the Living God.
那其他的答案呢？
All others.
其他的答案都是错误的。
All others are wrong.
所以我们应该去认真的思考耶稣是谁这个问题。
So we really need to think seriously about this question, who Jesus is.
如果我们还没有接受耶稣基督成为个人救主的话，
If we haven't come to faith accepting Jesus as our personal savior,
我们就面临着一个塑造人生未来的这么一个时刻。
And we are at the blink of changing your life.
到底耶稣是人们所讲的先知或者是教师呢？
Is Jesus the teacher or the prophet?
还是说耶稣是真正的弥赛亚？
Or he is the true Messiah.
是神的儿子。
And the son of the living God.
以前我们在教会里常常给这一个姐妹常常给她传福音哈。
That used to be a sister that we give gospels to.
这个姐妹是个性很强的哈。
She has a very strong personality.
谁都说服不了她的。
Nobody can convince her.
她是坚决不信哈，不相信。
And she refused to believe.
不过有一次我讲完之后，我就问你谁有没有信主，有谁乐意信主？哎，居然她乐意信主了哈。
One day after my preach, I asked who is willing to accept Jesus as their personal savior. She raised up her hand.
那后来我们。知道说啊，他居然信主了，传福音这么久他都不信。
We were so surprised that she finally came to faith, although we have been talking to her for a long time.
后来我们都问他你怎么想通的呢？哈。
So we asked her what happened.
他说陈牧师今天讲的信息太好了。
She said, "Oh, Pastor Chen's sermon is so good today."
我今天讲的什么呀
？What did I say?
我那天讲的是地狱。
I was talking about hell that day.
他说：“哎呀，这个地狱太可怕了哈。”
He said the hell is too horrible.
如果有这个逃离地狱的这个权柄
，If there's a power to escape the hell,
那么既然耶稣有这个权柄
，And Jesus has it,
那我就不用找别的了。
And I don't have to look for anything else.
因为只有耶稣有这个权柄可以让我逃离地狱。
Only Jesus has the power to let me escape the hell.
所以他就接受了耶稣了。
So she accepted the Lord.
所以实际上真的是 当我们真的是有这样一个转变，我们意识到耶稣有什么样的权柄的时候、
啊、When we realize the power Jesus has, we'll have the experience of changing our life.
那么除了他，我们还会去找谁呢？
Who else can we rely on except him?
耶稣就是我们生命中的贵人。
Jesus is the benefactor of our life.
所以设想一下耶稣和我们面对面坐着的时候，
Imagine we're face to face sitting with Jesus.
如果耶稣问我们说，你说我是谁呢？
If Jesus asks us, who do you think I am?
我们怎么样回答他？
How do we answer him?
你可能会给他一个非常正确的答案。
You may give him a correct answer.
就像彼得一样，百分之百的正确。
Just like Peter, 100% correct.
但问题是我们真的有理解还是没有理解这个承认背后所蕴含所代表的意义。
But do we really understand the meaning of a confessing Jesus Christ?
因为承认基督就意味着我们的生命彻底的颠覆。
If you confess Jesus Christ, that means your life will be completely changed.
人生方向的改变。
Our life direction will change.
人生定位的改变。
Our position in life will change.
人生价值观的改变。
Our value system will change.
我们看看彼得我们就知道了。
If we look at Peter's life, we know that.
我们就理会到一个承认基督的人他的生命是个什么样子的、啊、
And you can see someone who truly confesses Jesus Christ what their life is.
彼得从一个打鱼的渔夫就变成了基督的门徒。
He became a disciple of Christ from a fisherman.
那么从否认耶稣到为主殉道。
From denying Jesus to martyring for him.
所以彼得经历一个绝对完美的人生蜕变。
Peter experienced a profound transformation in his life.
所以基督徒，我们如果是承认基督的话，也必须要经历这样的蜕变。
If we confess Jesus Christ, we'll go through the similar changes.
我们看到这个很多人做生意的哈。
We know in many businesses.
他门口都放一个猫，是不是
？They'll put a money come come cat.
那个叫什么招财进宝猫，是不是
？It's called money come come cat.
招财猫、哦、对，不知那猫从哪里来的、啊、
We don't know where the cat is from, Japan.
是最早从日本来的、
yeah,
摆一个猫、啊、要招财进宝猫、啊、对，但是可是我们信了基督徒的知道我们的店里面，我去我们弟兄姐妹店，我们没有一个人摆的了、啊、
When I go to our brothers and sisters stores, I don't see that cat、
我们就把它这个招财进宝猫换掉了哈，就不能摆那个东西，对不对？哎
，We don't put that in our stores.
但是我们不能仅仅的把耶稣当做另外一个招财进宝猫哈。
But we can't treat Jesus as another money come come cat.
这个对我们的生命的含义远远超过这个哈。
The meaning to our life is more than that.
但是很多的时候，我们大概真的是这样做的哈。
Sometimes we probably did that.
所以要知道说，承认基督的宣告之中。是蕴藏着权柄。
We know acknowledging Jesus has power.
这是一个胜过死亡的权柄。
And this power overcomes death.
这是一个进入神的国度的权柄。
And has access to the kingdom of God.
在耶稣的名字里面是有能力的。
In the name of Jesus, it has power.
我们可以捆绑，也可以释放。
We can bind and we can release.
可以锁住阴间，也可以打。开天门。
We can lock up Hades, or we can open the gate to heaven.
哇，弟兄姐妹，你看我们有多大的能力哈！
What a blessing and power we have, brothers.
这是何等的福气哈！
What a blessing it is.
你们有没有看过这个水库放水的那个场景？
Have you ever see a reservoir releasing water?
我们在加州很少它放水，因为常常水不够哈。
In California, we don't have a lot of that since we don't have enough water.
去年水太多了，开始有放水。
Last year, we had much rainfall, so the reservoir started releasing water.
当那个水坝把它那个闸门提开的时候
，When the gate of the dam is open,
哇，那个水流出来，壮观啊
！Water flush out, what a spectacular view!
多大的能力哈
！What power!
那里面有很多的能量在里面
，So much energy inside it.
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters,
我们使用耶稣的名字。就是有那么样的壮观，那么大的能力。
When we use the name of Jesus, we have such power as well.
前两天我在街上走。
A couple of days I was walking on the street.
人稍微多了一点。
It was crowded.
那个有一个人啊，有一个女士走，突然间哎没走好，让另外一个人绊了她一脚哈。
And a lady was bumped by somebody else.
她马上喊了一句。
And she started crying out.
Jesus Christ!
我说天哪，上帝啊！
我说。你要绊倒了跟耶稣有什么关系啊
What it has to do with Jesus Christ when you fall down?
所以人就是不知道他什么时候该用耶稣的名字。
People sometimes didn't know when to use the name of Jesus.
我本来上去要告诉他一句的。
I was going to tell her.
我想嗨先不要讲他大概也不认识耶稣。
I said, well, maybe she doesn't know Jesus.
实际上我们不知道怎么样用他的名字啊。
Sometimes we really don't know.
所以我们得不到那个能力。
So we can't have the power.
用错了地方。
Because we used it wrong.
该捆绑的我们没有捆绑。
Sometimes we need to bind, but we didn't.
我们让它到处乱跑。
And we let it roaming around.
比如说我们都没有好好的管理我们的思绪。
Sometimes we don't manage our thoughts.
所以我们个人的欲望。
Our desires.
我们这个不良的情绪。
Our emotions.
我们没有捆绑它。
And we didn't bind them.
我们有能力去捆绑的。
We have the power to bind them.
关键我们该用的时候我们不用。
But when we need to use the power, we didn't.
所以他常常跑出来骚扰我们。
So the negative stuff came out and will trouble us.
然后我们就任他来破坏我们的生活。
And then it'll ruin our lives.
我们不晓得应该怎么样对付。
We didn't know what to do.
该释放的我们没有释放。
And we didn't release those that need to be released.
我们还把它关在笼子里面。
And we still lock them up.
那个就是什么？就是神赐给我们能力，要每天的感恩赞美啊。
With the power of God, we should be gratitude. We should have give gratitude.
就像我今天主日学给他们示范，我们怎么样去敬拜，匍匐在地的敬拜啊。
Just like today, I demonstrate how to worship God with full heart.
因为那个就是圣经里讲的天上怎么样的敬拜。
The Bible says how the hosts.
那二十四个长老把冠冕放下，从座位站起来，匍匐的敬拜神。
The 24 deacons put down their heads and just pulled their whole body on the floor.
你想，如果有一个少女走在街上，提着一个包哈。
If imagine a young lady walking on the street with a purse.
突然间有个坏人来了，突然间要抢她的包。
Somebody snatched her purse.
你说这个女孩子怎么办
？What would she do？
大声喊叫嘛，对不对
？Crying out.
你不说，哎呀，不好意思，我不说话。
And she wouldn't say, "Oh, I'm not saying
anything." 你不会的吗？有人抢你的东西，喊呐、啊，叫啊，对不对
？Somebody takes away your belongings.
啊，别人一知道，一看啊，这个坏人怎么样，马上跑掉了。
And then the bad guy will run away.
所以弟兄姐妹也是一样的，我们这些欲望，当他来了，他要抢你东西的时候。你不要不说话的吧
，Brothers and sisters, just like our desires, when it came,
大声的喊叫、啊、
out, instead of being silent.
喊谁呀、啊？喊耶稣啊！
Who do you cry out to?
耶稣的名字有能力嘛
？Because his name has power.
哎，但是很多的时候，这些欲望来骚扰我们，我们还挺客气，请来，请坐，给你来杯茶喝啊，慢慢喝。
Sometimes when we have the bad desires, we even invite them in and say, "Sit down, have a cup of tea."
好不容易来一次，我们多聊聊哈。
Oh, since you're here, let's talk about it.
你不喊叫，自然就
if you don't cry out,
没有办法经历那个能力。
There's no way to experience the power of God.
要知道，在耶稣的名字里面是有能力。
Brothers and sisters, we need to remember has power in God's name.
今天我们一起思考了耶稣所问的这个最重要的问题。
Today we collectively ponder the most important question by Jesus.
耶稣是谁
？Who is Jesus？
每个人都必须要回答这个问题。
Everyone has to answer this question.
这个是我们无法逃避的。
We cannot escape it.
正确的答案就是耶稣是基督。
Correct answer is Jesus is Messiah.
是永生神的儿子。
The Son of the Living God.
对于那些靠着神的恩典可以这样承认的人来说，接受耶稣基督就是一个蒙福的宣告。
For those who, by God's grace, accept Jesus, this is a blessed proclamation.
那么，在下个月四月七号，我们就有五位弟兄姐妹 要加入教会。
Next month on April 7th, we have five brothers and sisters joining our church.
那么三位是受浸，两位是转会。
Three will be baptized and two will become a member.
让我们再次提醒我们自己，这是一个蒙福的时刻。
Let us remind ourselves, this is a blessed moment.
以前有一个姐妹，她可以叫姐妹，我想她是基督徒哈。她的名字叫Shara Davis.
Used to be a sister. I believe she's a believer. Her name is Kara Davis.
Carol?
Kara.
Oh, okay. I pronounced it wrong.
That's okay. I looked it up. I don't know.
Yeah, Kara Davis. 她小的时候有一个非常非常不平样的一个童年。
She had a very turbulent childhood.
因为她父亲没有照顾家庭，然后她跟母亲一起生活。
Her dad is nowhere to be found, so she lived with her mother.
然后她母亲又生病。
And her mother became ill.
所以她就在不同的亲戚家，每个家里这么轮流的去住。
She was rotated around her relatives.
那她说其中一个她的这个亲属呢，还是非常这个虐待他们。
One of the relatives was an abuser.
那他也没有办法到别的地方去申诉。
And she had no place to cry out.
所以长大成人之后，他的这个经历对他造成极大的伤害。
And this experience has really harmed her when she grew up.
他没有办法去摆脱那些事情的阴影。
She has no way of shaking away the bad experience.
所以他常常有些噩梦哈。
And she had nightmares.
那想起那些事情，他就没有办法忍受。
And she has no way of escaping in those dreams.
他也包括他自己也是就产生了很多的问题。
And she had a lot of problems herself.
包括身体各方面，他也各方面她都是有很多的挣扎。
She suffered a lot of problems with her health, including her weight problem.
所以她的改变就从她开始到这个一家这个这种叫 rehab 啊，这种康复中心。
So her change came when she finally went to a rehab center in California.
那么，哎呀，你猜对了，是马里布啊
，California。Yeah, in Malibu.
嗯。那这个康复中心实际上它采用的方法呢，就是跟戒酒协会的那种十二个步骤是一样的。
The rehab center uses the 12 steps process.
那么这个十二个步骤呢，就是关于这个其实基本上按照基督教的信仰在这个基础上建立起来。
The 12 steps was established on the Christian faith.
那么它经过这个康复中心的治疗之后，他就完全改变了。
After her experience there, she completely changed.
所以他为此特别把他经历写下来哈。
And she wrote down her experience.
所以他写了这本书叫《Disguised Blessings》哈。
他写了一本书叫做《伪装的祝福》。
所以就把他的经历跟别人分享。
And she shares her experience with others.
他的生命也完全改变了。
And her life has completely changed.
以前他每天要吃很多的东西，所以他体重非常的超重
啊。And overweight.
但是他就之后真的神去医治了他，他的生命就完全改变，完全。
God healed her and completely changed her.
不但是从里面，也是从外面，他的形象也改变。
From inside out.
所以弟兄姐妹，给大家讲的例子就是说，在耶稣的名字里确实是有能力的。
This is to illustrate that there is power in Jesus' name.
那么 Carol 的生活的经历，这是一个真实的故事。
This is a true story by Carol.
也确实告诉我们。
It tells us.
耶稣是我们人生中的贵人。
Jesus is our benefactor in our lives.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you.
因为你将你的独生儿子耶稣基督赐给我们。
Because you have given us your only begotten Son.
为的让我们是有永生的盼望。
So that we have our eternal hope.
我们感谢你借着耶稣基督所赐给我们一切的福气。
We thank you for all the blessings through Jesus Christ.
愿我们凭着信心去领取这样的祝福。
And we will accept all the blessings through faith.
愿主你祝福今天在座的每一位人。
May you bless everyone here.
让我们将耶稣基督装在我们的心里面。
We pray that we put Jesus in our heart.
愿我们将耶稣基督戴在我们的手臂之上。
And we'll wear Jesus Christ. Christ on our arms.
愿耶稣基督成为我们的旗帜。
And may Jesus become our flag.
成为我们一生的荣耀。
And become our glory this entire life.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.